Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing if you like tonight's tale, or one of my other stories. Strange things in the mountains of Washington State. You just truly never know what's out there. I was hiking in the Olympic National Forest a few days ago by myself and my two dogs. We were 4 days in, around 20 miles at least, as the crow flies from every known mountain road. I was camping at around 7,000 feet that night, right where the tree line started thinning out. So when we got to the campsite, a big open meadow on top of a secondary mountain, it was about an hour from sunset. My big dog usually runs around within proximity of the camp as I put the tent up and got dinner made. But I noticed this time was a little different. He kept staring up this steep tree-filled mountainside, tail straight up and barking. Not the same bark when he sees rodents. Not the excited, "Oh, you mother effers are lucky because I'd rip you apart if my master wasn't here," high-pitched barks. But unsure, concerned barks. Now, the day before, I had found a note under a rock at the last landmark, saying that there was a problem bear in the area that was harassing a party of campers a few days ago, and I myself had seen big cat tracks the day before, so I was rightfully concerned that this might be more than just ground squirrels. I decided to climb some of the boulders at the foot of the hill while I took my time looking up the hillside for movement before I went to go hang my bear bag up there. They were the only trees around to hang the bag. I didn't see or hear anything, but my dog kept quietly whining like he was hearing something up there. So while still concerned, I started to hike up the steep hill to hang the bag. It was so steep, I had to use the trees to balance and lean against so I wouldn't go tumbling down before making another 5-6-step push to the next tree I could lean against. Anyways, I'm slowly making it up this hill ridge, hopping from tree to tree to keep my balance. Then I got about 100 feet up the hill, and I hear a whole lot of movement about 50 feet in front of me. My dog immediately goes from a deep low growl to a savage slobbering flying everywhere type of bark now. My heart starts pounding out of my chest and I start to panic. A million thoughts go racing through my head in a matter of seconds. Because if this was a bear, my dog is going to try to save me, in which he will most likely die. And I'm stuck here. If I have to get off that hillside fast, I am almost 100% sure I'm going to trip and fall off this 12 to 15 foot cliff onto some boulders below. So, I'm feeling pretty screwed about now. Then, I hear my other little dog start barking and freaking out down at my campsite, which is just out of sight. I had zipped her up in my tent so she didn't wander off while I was away. So yeah, I was absolutely panicking at this point. A few seconds after, I kind of snap back to it, and I take another few seconds to start to put my survival priorities in order, and call my dog back to me. Loki, by the way. He comes and sits against my feet as my back is against a tree, so I'm kind of pinned stuck there for a moment. But my dog was seemingly trying to separate me from something up there, so I let him lean against me while I try to collect myself. This is when I realized I had completely forgot that I had my headlamp on. I reached up so fast to turn on my headlamp, I basically punched myself in the face. I'm having some serious adrenaline dumps right now, so much that my knees are starting to shake. I get my lamp on and peer up the hillside. I figure I'll at least get a reflection of the eyes of whatever is up there. Peering. I'm peering. Nothing. But I had just heard something. We both did. And whatever it was didn't go away, or sound like it had made it too far. I knew something was there. So I'm kinda just steadfast at this point. I need to know what is up there, because I have to sleep here tonight. And you know, I'm in the middle of nowhere alone, Better to face it than to wait like a sitting duck at night is my thought process. So yeah, I'm looking up this hill, and at one point, my dog lunges forward, unpinning me. He does a fake charge up the hill about 15 feet, and I mean, he's snarling and foaming at the mouth at this point. As he does this, I finally see movement. Something moving up and breaking the line of the horizon sunset. My dog's bluff made whatever it was blow its cover. So I'm zeroed in. I call my dog back and silently watch. And what I could make out made my heart completely drop. There was a man crunched over about 70 feet directly in front of me, wearing not camo clothes, but some raggedy shit with the hood that blended into the environment perfectly. Actually, almost like a makeshift guile suit, but with his face exposed. I couldn't see his eyes, and his face was covered in dirt or something, but I knew we were staring right at each other at that moment. So, I stare, for what seemed like minutes. No words. I felt like I was trying to subconsciously convey that I was going to stand my ground. I wanted him to know I saw him, but I guess I just was too shaken to speak. As I'm staring, my little dog back at the campsite starts to bark her head off again, like she was scared, and I also had to get off the hill before it got totally dark, or I could be seriously hurt or dying trying to get back down. So carefully, I start heading down the hill with my dog, who doesn't want to leave but listens. Periodically, I would stop to look back against the tree holding me up, and look in his direction again, just to make it even more clear that I saw him. And eventually, I made it down to the boulders at the bottom. By the time I finally jumped down and hit the boulders, my little dog had stopped barking. I could only see the top of the tent from the bottom of the boulders. I thought she was just barking just to bark. You know, they do that. Or just barking back at my dog. But when I got there, my little dog had somehow gotten out of the tent and was walking around the camp growling, with her tail sticking straight out. Still trying to hold it together, I thought, okay, maybe she just got her nose between the zippers and worked her way out. But I was positive. I had zipped it up for the tabs to be at the very top of the tent door, out of reach. So, in a mixture of being terrified, pissed off, and the feeling of needing to do something, I reached into my day bag and pulled out my 40 cal. I fired a single shot into the air as the sun was setting, climbed into my tent without eating, and laid with my gun next to me until first light. As soon as the sun came up, I was packing my shit and leaving, heading back down the mountain. It sucks. It was all downhill back, but I couldn't cover the ground to get back to my car in one day. It was dark by the time I made it to the last camp, about 4 miles from my vehicle, but thankfully, there were other people there. We sat around the fire they had made, and I felt pretty relieved and safe. They start to tell me they are planning to head the way where I was the night before in the morning. So when I tell them my story in detail, needless to say, we both walked back to our cars in the morning. Screw all that. The thing that still creeps me out to this day, though, is when I got home and started reading reviews of the same hike I was on. Other people had similar experiences like mine as well. Even a man found dead from a fall from the same boulder range 2 years ago, and even a woman was found murdered last year.